American Language Course, Tape 1303B. Listen to this conversation about money.
I have just arrived in the United States. I see many things in the stores. I would like to buy something, but I do not understand the money. Will you explain it to me?
The basic unit is the dollar. This has 100 cents.
Do you have much paper money?
Yes, we have paper money. We call the pieces of paper money bills. We see many $1, $5, $10, and $20 bills. Sometimes you get a $2 bill. There are also bills of larger value.
Don't you use any coins?
Yes, we use coins for less than a dollar. The smallest coin is the penny. It is worth 1 cent. The nickel is worth 5 cents. Next is the dime, worth 10 cents. Then there is the quarter. This is worth 25 cents. Another piece is the 50-cent piece. We call this a half dollar. There is also a $1 piece. We use this mostly in the West. Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
I have just arrived in the United States. I see many things in the stores. I would like to buy something. But I do not understand the money. Will you explain it to me?
The basic unit is the dollar. This has 100 cents.
Do you have much paper money?
Yes, we have paper money. We call the pieces of paper money bills. We see many $1, $5, $10, and $20 bills. Sometimes you get a $2 bill. There are also bills of larger value.
Don't you use any coins?
Yes, we use coins for less than a dollar. The smallest coin is the penny. It is worth 1 cent. The nickel is worth 5 cents. Next is the dime, worth 10 cents. Then there's the quarter. This is worth 25 cents. Another piece is the 50-cent piece. We call this a half dollar. There is also a $1 piece. We use this mostly in the West. Now, let's practice some of the new vocabulary in the conversation. Listen and repeat.
Coin. This coin is a penny. How many coins do you have? I don't have any $1 coins. Count. Can you count American money? You should always count your change. Can you count to 100 in English? Dime. A dime is smaller than a nickel. A dime is worth 10 cents. I need a dime to make a phone call. Half dollar. The half dollar is worth 50 cents. Two half dollars make $1. Do you have a half dollar? Nickel. A nickel is larger than a dime. A nickel is worth 5 cents. What can you buy for a nickel? Penny. There are 5 pennies in a nickel. A penny is the same as a cent. I'll give you 10 pennies for a dime. Quarter. There are 4 quarters in a dollar. A quarter is the same as 25 cents. Can you lend me a quarter? Unit. The dollar is the basic unit of U.S. money. How many units are in this book? 1 is a unit in mathematics. Worth. How much is this money worth? A dime is worth 2 nickels. How much are these things worth?
Here are some questions on the conversation about money. Answer these questions. Repeat the correct answer. Example.
How many quarters are in a dollar?
4 quarters are in a dollar.
4 quarters are in a dollar.
4 quarters are in a dollar.
How many dimes are in 50 cents?
Five dimes are in 50 cents.
How many nickels are in a dime?
2 nickels are in a dime.
How many pennies are in a nickel?
5 pennies are in a nickel.
What do we sometimes call the penny?
We sometimes call the penny 1 cent.
How much is a nickel worth?
A nickel is worth 5 cents.
How much is a dime worth?
A dime is worth 10 cents.
How much is a quarter worth?
A quarter is worth 25 cents.
What do we call a 50-cent piece?
We call a 50-cent piece a half dollar.
What do we call paper money?
We call paper money bills. We'll now practice some questions and answers about units of measure in the United States. Listen to the sentences and repeat them.
How many inches make a foot?
Twelve inches make a foot.
How many feet make a yard?
3 feet make a yard.
How many inches are in a yard?
There are 36 inches in a yard.
How many feet are in a mile?
5,280 feet in a mile.
How many ounces are in a pound of meat?
16 ounces.
How many eggs are in a dozen?
12 eggs are in a dozen.
How many pints make a quart of milk?
2 pints of milk make a quart.
How many quarts of milk make a gallon?
Four quarts of milk make a gallon.
How many pounds are in a ton?
2,000 pounds in a ton. Now, let's practice some sentences with used to, be used to, and get used to. Listen to these sentences and then repeat them.
I'm used to life in the United States. I'll soon be used to life in the United States.
I'm getting used to life in the United States. I used to like the weather here. Are you used to the weather here? Are you getting used to the weather here? He used to smoke cigarettes. He'll soon be used to smoking cigars. He's getting used to smoking cigars. He used to speak English. He will soon be used to speaking English. He is getting used to speaking English. I used to be a student here. I'll soon be used to going to school here. I'm getting used to going to school here. We used to get up early. I'm used to getting up early. I'm getting used to getting up early. He used to drive to town every day. He's used to driving to town every day. He's getting used to driving to town every day. You used to do this all the time. You'll soon be used to doing this. Are you getting used to doing this? They used to swim a lot. They're used to swimming a lot. They're getting used to swimming a lot. I used to get new things every day. I'm used to getting new things all the time. I I'm getting used to getting new things.
This is the end of tape 1303B.